Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Loads of reasons to be happy this week here at home and across the world. Rebecca Shackleton, who is the co-host of 98FM Breakfast, is with me in studio to tell us about all the little bits of good news. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, great. Really good. Good news, first of all, for some Irish actors, actresses this week.
Yes, Sharon Horgan, Colin Farrell and Ruth Nega have all been nominated for Emmys.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Absolutely incredible. It feels like we've only just got over award season.
Yeah.
So the Emmys are taking place in September. Sharon's got an award for her work on Bad Sisters.
I love that programme.
Did
love
you like
it.
The second season as well?
All of it.
Yeah.
I've been glued to it.
I absolutely adored it. And the fact that she wrote it and starred in it. What
talent.
Fantastic. So she is up against Kathy Bates, Britt Lauer from Severance, Bella Ramsey from The Last of Us and Kerry Russell in The Diplomat. Colin Farrell got a nomination for his work on The Penguin.
Haven't seen that actually.
No, either have I, but I've heard great things.
Really?
And the transformation,
yeah.
I mean, he should get an Emmy just for sitting in that makeup chair
yeah,
for
well,
6 hours
that's
every
true.
Day. So he's up for lead actor in a limited or anthology series. And then Ruth Nega is up for her role in Presumed Innocent.
That's a brilliant show.
Excellent.
And I feel that was hidden. I only stumbled across that. Was that, is that on Apple or was it?
That was on Apple
TV,
and
yeah.
It's her alongside Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh my God, it's she's
gripping,
brilliant in it. It's
gripping.
A great series.
So lots of Irish interest at the Emmys this year. And Severance actually leads the nominations with 27 in total. And then we've got Andor, The Pitt, The White Lotus and The Bear among the other nominees.
Yeah, I haven't watched White Lotus yet.
Ooh,
it's on my list. I know,
love
I'm
it.
Behind the curve on that one. Well, from good news for Irish actors and actresses, good news for this cyclist.
It was insanely tough, you know. It was a really battle against myself, and I just had to dig in deep. And my teammates put in so much work for me today, Harry and Alex, and I just really, really wanted to pay them back, and I'm so happy I was able to do that in the end. I kind of gambled a bit because I had the stage win in the bank, and I mean, how often do you get an opportunity to put yourself into yellow? And I felt I had to take that with two hands and really go for it.
Ben Healy there, who became the first Irish rider in 38 years to wear the yellow jersey at the Tour de France this week. He stormed the race lead on Monday after an epic breakaway on stage 10. And Stephen Roach was the last Irishman to lead the Tour de France. He won the race back in 1987. And Sean Kelly and Shea Elliott, they're the only two other Irish riders to ever lead the race. So such an incredible moment
oh
for
my
Ben.
God. Yeah, and like the footage of this actually during, was it yesterday, the day before, 2 days ago?
Yeah, Monday, yeah.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. So he's described it all as a fairy tale, and the Tour de France is continuing today for stage 11 around Toulouse. So you can find out more info at Off the Ball. They'll have all the latest coverage.
Now, given the good weather conditions we've been having over the past couple of weeks, I love this story.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it.
Such an important message, I was about to say, me interrupting that iconic piece of audio. The weather was obviously amazing the past week.
Oh.
Temperatures reaching over 30 degrees in parts
Mad.
Of the country
and
over the weekend.
And then dropped 10 degrees by Monday.
I will say, though, I didn't want to complain about it last week, but it's nice now that
the temperature at night is
cooler.
This is a good news conversation, Rebecca, where we only talk about the good, happy things.
True. It is important always to wear sunscreen, and Cork City Council want to make it even easier for you to make sure that your skin is protected. Because this week it's launched a groundbreaking public health initiative installing free sunscreen dispensers across four city parks to help residents protect themselves from harmful UV rays and reduce the risk of skin cancer.
It's a brilliant idea.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And like, it's really interesting because it's always calls you hear, you know, pharmacists over the years and dermatologists and skin consultants talking about the fact that, you know, sunscreen mm-hmm. should be cheaper, that it's cost prohibitive at times, you know,
yeah.
that we should reduce.
And it's essential.
It is. Like, we're telling people on a daily basis that for your own safety and protection, you should be wearing sun cream all year round on your face. And yet, it's like, it is punchy enough if you're buying it.
It is, and we bought the free hand sanitizer lots of places still since COVID. So
why not?
Makes sense to have a sunscreen. So it's all part of a national Healthy Ireland Sun Smart campaign, which is so important because you can go about and you're rushing around all day and running from here and there. It's so important on a sunny day to wear sunscreen, and every day.
I don't know about you, but I'm very good now in maybe the last year or two at sun cream on my face, say, and neck every single day, all year round, winter, Christmas Day, the whole lot. But I'm useless at topping it up.
Yeah, you have to top it up.
Like
there's good misty sprays you can get as well to top up
I
over your makeup.
I am all over those. Yeah, there's an over the makeup mist. Is it?
Sculpted by Amy. I've won.
Does she
won? Sculpted by Amy. Yeah, it's very good.
I had a Garnier one or something from years ago.
Yeah, so very important to make sure you've got the Factor 50 on at all times, but top it up as well because you'd be sweating it off.
It's only the County Council in Cork that's doing it, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. So fingers crossed, I suppose, if this goes well and people use it and fingers crossed they get it in other parts of the country.
Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. Now, I'd love to know, have any of our listeners ever had to explain where they're from?
You'd be surprised the amount of people that you ask in America to point out where Ireland is on a map. They point over towards like Mexico or someplace. Like they've just no idea where where it is.
That's Paul Mescal.
I love the diddly eye.
Big week for Paul Mescal. He was named one of the top five hottest men of all time.
Amazing. Yeah, I love that an Irish guy is in the middle of that list.
So Harper's Bazaar put together this list and they put Paul in fifth place behind his Gladiator 2 co-star Pedro Pascal and Charles Melton, who people might know from Riverdale. Tupac Shakur is in second place and James Dean topped the poll as the hottest man of all time. The magazine say that Paul made the chain necklace very sexy again and permanently raised the bar for men in short shorts.
I don't know. I just don't know about wearing the gas shorts all year round.
I love it.
No, I just, as a fashion statement, I just don't. And what I really don't get is the gas shorts with the shoes.
Oh, like just with
you know those runnery shoes fellas wear? Like Paul Mescal, I don't get it.
I say down with the sword.
Yeah. It's just not my cup
of tea. They also say, I did have a chuckle about this, Harper's Bazaar say that Paul's peak level of hotness was when he was caught staring at Daisy Edgar-Jones at the Met Gala in 2022. What a specific moment.
That's amazing. I wonder what's his response to this. Because I can imagine in total Irish, guy mentality, he's probably just...
Laughing it off, probably
embarrassed by it. I'd say,
Yeah, absolutely. But sure, stick
on
that
me,
on the LinkedIn.
As if I'd be on that, Once rated the fifth hottest man of all time, it's quite a title to have.
It is.
Tell us about this new chocolate trend.
Okay, so everywhere we've seen the Dubai chocolate bar for the last couple of months,
which, by the way, I think is wildly overrated.
Were you not into it?
No, not at all. Couldn't get. There's two I've tried that I liked. One came from, it's a chocolate patisserie in Mullingar. I tried theirs. It was nice. And Lindt have one, and it was nice. And beyond that, no, not a fan.
I wanted to not like it because I'd just seen it too many places and my whole For You page was just all Dubai chocolate. But when I tried the Lindt one, I was very impressed. But say goodbye to Dubai chocolate. There's a new trend in town this
week.
It's
done already. Finished.
there's a new bar that's called the Angel Hair Chocolate. And it's a brand new craze. They're already available in Tesco and they're made with ruby and white chocolate. So...
What's ruby?
I don't know what ruby chocolate is.
Is it like a raspberry?
Raspberry or pink coloured chocolate.
Strawberry or something.
It does feature a pistachio cream filling.
What is this pistachio like craze at the moment? I'm not on board with it. I don't think it's terribly overrated.
So do you know the way the Dubai chocolate has that pastry, that special pastry?
The Dubai chocolate is a mix between a Kit Kat and a Kinder Bueno.
It does
give
Kinder Bueno
vibes. It's that wafery
vibes.
Like slightly Nutella vibe off it.
Only a small amount. It gets a bit sickening. But instead of the pastry, this bar, the Angel Hair Chocolate, the new craze, that has a cotton candy kind of filling.
Oh, God.
So it's actually known as pashmak, which is an ingredient that's going to be the next big thing, according to chocolate experts. So pashmak, it's an Iranian pulled sugar. So it kind of looks like candy floss, but it's not actually candy floss. So that's
inside
the bar. I
can tell you now, I'll instantly hate this. Far too
sweet.
Will you not
like this? No. I think it'll be too sweet for me as
well. Yeah, no, the candy thing would be gone on that. Definitely not.
I didn't realise that there was a worldwide shortage of pistachio after the rise in popularity of the Dubai chocolate bar.
So sooner it comes to an end.
It's going to be even more in demand if this takes off. The angel hair chocolate.
Where can we get it?
There is different brands are doing it. Yeah, so there is a brand doing it already in Tesco stores. So I'd imagine that'll start taking over.
Well, if anyone has tried this angel hair chocolate. So is it called pashmak? No, it's called angel hair chocolate. That's the bar.
Yeah, that's the same way you'd be Dubai chocolate, angel hair
if
chocolate.
If you've tried it, let us know. Actually, we'll have to try it. We'll have to.
Oh, we will.
Have to get it somewhere. If anyone can tell us where we can go out and buy one. Finally.
Do you know what TV show that's the theme song?
No.
From?
Only. Go on.
So, there's a show that's called Hole in the Wall, and it was out from 2008 to 2009, and people loved it back then.
So, I've never heard of this.
So wild.
But.
It's coming back.
Yeah, but but actually, when you go on to, when I had a look at this a little earlier about the show that was getting the reboot Hole in the Wall, the name meant nothing to me. But actually, when I looked into the details of it, I am familiar with it, but I think it's from TikTok that I know of this show.
Maybe that's why it's gotten more popular and then they're bringing it back.
So I didn't know it was called Hole in the Wall. So basically, to remind listeners what it's about.
Yeah, so it's based on a Japanese format and basically loads of different celebrities get dressed in Lycra and they try and squeeze themselves through odd-shaped holes in a moving wall. So the presenter says, bring on the wall. The wall starts coming towards them and they need to fit inside the hole in the wall. Does what it says in the tin. It was previously hosted by Dale Winton and then Anton DeBeck from Strictly took over. And now Alison Hammond is reportedly in talks to host the reboot of Hole in the Wall.
So, yeah, like the show means nothing. This means absolutely nothing
it's
to me.
It's so silly.
Except for the videos that I've watched on TikTok.
Yeah, well, I think
where I get all of my nonsense news.
You need a bit of nonsense news sometimes.
Yeah,
so different celebrities
news.
Will be taking part. I'd say we'll get ex-Love Islanders and the
likes. Can we just stop with the reboots of all of this nonsense?
They're saying the film is going to happen later on this year and the Hole in the Wall reboot will be back on our screens in 2026.
But it must be big enough. Obviously other people know about it. Yeah. It's coming back.
Yeah. Yes. Do you know what? Sometimes you need a bit of a silly television for escapism. Yeah. So I'll tune in.
Love it. Rebecca Shackleton, co-host of 98FM's Breakfast Morning Show. Thanks a million, Rebecca, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Thanks so much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.